One of the roles of the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, is to regularize some 100 designated informal settlements which emerged out of the Operation Pride project several years ago. Up next, Managing Director of the Housing Agency of Jamaica, Gary Howell, discusses the process for regularizing the communities and the benefits to the wider society. Mr. Howell was speaking with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A.
A lot of them started initially under Operation Pride, doing where they had the Providence Societies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they would have formed themselves in groups from early, right?
Body.
And an organized body.
Organized body that they can
and
use
then they,
to
then they were interacting with us, right? And then, so, but we, from our standpoint, have our community liaison person working with them. And then in-house, we work with the persons, get them in a structured manner. We try to find the funding to put the respective services in place, such as roads, water, sewage, electricity, and then we will say to them, no, this is what you will have to pay. We'll work out an economic cost to them and say, this is what each person is required to pay, and we'll work with them to pay. We find, though, that sometimes some of these persons are deliberate in their actions. They don't want to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find that because they don't want to pay, you have to, and some of them are in a position that they can pay. But because it's government land, it should be free.
Right.
So one of the things we are trying to do is educate them about the importance of obtaining security of tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said to you, when you have security of tenure, you think about, even if you don't think about yourself much, but you think about your children and the rest of your family. When you are not around, somebody can just come and throw them off the land.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? So there are other things that you have to bear in mind when you're trying to avoid paying for the land. You need to have a title so you can obtain other benefits. The thing we have to recognize that we might not get the profit or the economic benefit as we look at it, but there's a significant social benefit that persons are not realizing,
mm-hmm.
that we have
very
been contributing. And it's very important that it must be acknowledged when you're looking at the entity and just not saying that we're doing pure social housing and we're wasting money.
Okay.
We have to look at the social benefits.
You have to uplift the persons who are in these
exactly.
communities and help them to become part of the formal society.
Right. And not only that, when we look at the implications of what we are doing from a social perspective, in terms of when you help a young person or a person who sometimes I've seen situations, persons worked even in the government service for 25, 30 years,
mm-hmm.
close to retirement, and can't even say, boy, they have a property they are to own,
really?
And it's under this
because they live in these kind of settlements.
Yes, and that the salary they're getting to is not adequate for them to and their family, so they end up mostly paying rent. So when you give them a start like this now, and then they are able at the end of the day to say, boy, they have a title. So you're providing them with security of tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that title that they get will enable them now to assist their family. Some of them have taken it and have used it to apply to the banks for student loans,
mm-hmm.
so they can uplift their children. There are significant benefits. So when we look, we can't just take it and look at it straight off and say, yes, this is an economic loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at it and say, look, what is the overall benefit? How does the country benefit? Remember, these persons too, when we give them the title, they go on the tax roll. They
exactly.
pay. When you look at it in another way too, remember, you know, when we put in this infrastructure, it allows services to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
You find like fire service can go through. If somebody's sick, the taxi can go right to the gate, or the ambulance can
right.
go and pick up
and
the person. Instead of they have
yeah.
to walk. I remember there's a case in, I think it was Harborview or somewhere recently, where the lady died because they couldn't get to her to carry
to
her down.
Her
so they had to get something. And she
there.
Was
right.
and
right.
she was a big, large. And so because of that, the amount of person left her took a while.
Oh, yes, I think I remember that story.
So
yes,
she died.
Yeah.
And so some of these communities we work in, and we try to make sure you have adequate
access to the different
the basic
amenities
roads,
and
right.
so on, roads,
yes.
electricity, water, etc. So
right.
they can feel like
so
part of society, so
right.
they can feel
yes.
included.
And when when you do this, it changes person's mindset too, because they feel more appreciated,
mm-hmm.
and they feel that they are a part of the society. But when you leave them there, they feel that they become feel disenfranchised, and over time, you know,
mm-hmm.
it sort of helps to reduce even crime. When
right.
you look at it, because when a community is more structured, crime is reduced.
People feel like they,
right.
they have a stake in their
right.
community and they
yes.
feel like they want to protect.
Right.
Managing Director of the Housing Agency of Jamaica, Gary Howell, in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service, Studio 58A. Don't forget to like, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.